everyone. Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning, the day after the Phils. They do it. They win again. You know, this has been a great start to the season at 4-0. And, you know, they didn't beat DeGrom, but they certainly beat the Mets bullpen, and we'll take it. Flyers win in overtime against Boston. Movement yesterday in the NFL in front of the Eagles with the draft, with Carolina getting a quarterback that'll impact the Birds. You know, unique night up ahead tonight in sports with the Phils, Flyers, and Sixers all playing at the same time. We got a lot to discuss, including a 4-0 baseball team. We'll do it with you at 215-592-9494. Rich, Rich!
Hello, Joe.
Hey, bud.
You know, the most popular pizza topping in Australia is eggs.
Ugh.
America, it's clearly pepperoni.
Yeah, it's got to be pep-1 sausage, too.
Pepperoni.
Right?
In Chile?
Yep.
Mussels and clams.
That's disgusting. That's foul.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that to me.
I like mussels and clams all right, just not on pizza. Yeah. Although it does, I mean, you have mussels in red sauce, you know,
could
like
be
you
good.
Have, yeah. I think it's an idea that it never occurred to me that maybe you should consider.
Be a man, eat pep and sausage, and call it a day. It's real simple.
Or eggs. I might do the eggs thing. Love eggs.
All right, Joe to camera, John Ritchie. I'll tell you what I love is this baseball team. What an exciting win yesterday, John. You know, this is an exciting time to be a Phillies fan. You think about it, just 4 or 5 months ago, you know, we thought JT was probably going to be gone. There was talk they wouldn't replace, you know, who knows if they're going to replace Klintak or hire someone else, whatever that whole nonsense was, McPhail. You know, we were thinking Middleton was in over his head. And now here we are, first week of April, first week of the baseball season. They're 4-0. Of course, they re-signed JT. They re-signed Didi. They got all these new relievers. It looks like they got a bullpen that's pretty stacked. Bullpen, I think, was the biggest reason why they won last night. They got a great lineup. You know, they got a top three of the rotation. Looks outstanding. I mean, you know, they got a win last night, John, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494 on what we saw last night from the Phils. John, they got a win last night that was the kind of win when you have a magical season, you need some of these wins where, you know, the magic dust kind of gets sprinkled onto the game and sort of for inexplicable reasons, your team wins. And that's kind of, to me, what it felt like. I mean, they showed fight. They showed resiliency.
It absolutely feels like that.
They barely got the ball out of the infield in that inning, but somehow they won the ball game. Tremendous job by the Phillies last night.
Put the ball in play, good things happen. And that's what Alec Bohm did in the eighth inning. That seems to be sort of like the mentality that this group's taken. Once upon a time, when we stunk, it was, let's have this trajectory and swing for the fences every time. And, you know, we were bad accordingly. Now the whole atmosphere is different. I do believe.
Didn't you love what Reese said after
already.
The game? After
I love everything about Reese. I mean, I have Reese's jersey. Let's like get that clear. So I have a little bit of a bias. I was really down on him. I wondered if he was going to be healthy coming back from the surgery. I think he's so there and so much a star now, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to whatever jump the gun and say this Phillies team is going to be that good. This Phillies team is legit. Like right now, a lot of people are saying that was a lucky night. A lot of people
it kind of was.
It's too early to get excited. Well, I think that's a bunch of a load of
Malarkey.
I don't know what
way to bail him
words
out,
are proper to use on the radio, but you know,
Malarkey's good. You can use Malarkey.
1915 was the last time a Philadelphia baseball team started 5-0.
Yep. Which is pathetic. Which is pathetic, by the way.
15.
They've only done this like four times or something. Like, how in the world have you existed for 140 years and it's only like the fourth or fifth time you're 4-0? How's that possible?
It feels different, doesn't it?
It does.
You love what Reese is saying. Yeah. I love the look in Reese's eyes. I love the belief I see when I look out on the field. I love the fact that, my gosh, our bullpen is not only talented but deep. Like, and we put these guys wherever.
Well,
like,
think of it this way,
serve
John.
Serve them in the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, all the way up through. We have so many interchangeable parts in the bullpen that seem to be of the same mind. I think Joe Girardi, we're finally going to see this season why he's considered one of the best managers in baseball, because we didn't see it last year, let's be honest. This is now a team who finally gets to really stretch their legs and demonstrate their talent, because it's finally being utilized properly. And we are very talented.
They are a really good team.
We swept the Braves. Now we just beat Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, they really didn't.
With our fourth pitcher who stunk.
He stinks. That guy stinks. They beat the Mets.
But you know what? DeGrom. Our fourth pitcher stinks, Matt Moore, but it doesn't matter because the rest of our team is that good they can pick up the slack and they're not worried about it. I appreciate that. Yeah, this team is going to go far this season, and I hate it when people say, don't overreact, it's too early. No, it's not. I can see the parts. We all can see the parts, and there's something you should be excited about, Joe DeCamera.
Well, I am.
You're not, you should be
No, I am. What, flogged?
Ashamed.
You want me to be flogged or ashamed?
Yes.
Look, here's the deal. And
this team's awesome.
And everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494 to react to what we saw last night, what we've seen in the early goings of the season, and kind of where the Phils go from here, what it all means. Again, 215-592-9494. John, I'm thrilled. I mean, I'm watching that game last night. See, I remember 93. I remember the 07-11 stretch and what it feels like. And they're not there yet. I mean, we'll see in time if they can prove to be of that ilk. I know this, watching it last night, it felt to me a little bit like that. It felt to me like one of those wins you had a little touch in 93. Like, you're not supposed to win this game, but somehow you do. Now, I will say this, though. I do think the Mets kind of gave the game to the Phils. I mean, for one thing, they take out DeGrom. Yes, it's his first start, but it was only seven. I'm friends with a Mets Mets fan, John. He's texting me. He was so irate. I can't even say the word that he called the Mets manager, but he was so irate they took the Mets. You know, DeGrom,
good.
He's the best in baseball. So that was kind of lucky. You
know, we did catch a bit of a break.
Yeah, the third
after
base.
77 pitches.
Right.
That's a light night.
Right. Alec Boehm, I mean, look, they hit Reese. That leads to the first run. You know, Alec Boehm has a dribbler that basically should be
They hit Bryce.
Bryce, yeah, that's I meant to say Bryce. They hit, you know, the Alec Boehm one, the ball barely goes anywhere. It could have been a double play. At the very least, it should have been.
But he put his bat on
I know he did.
Put it in play.
Should have been an out-at-home play.
That's
but,
what he does.
Yeah, third baseman throws it awry. I mean,
you do?
Well.
Hey, okay. Yeah, they
that's
made mistakes.
What you do.
We made mistakes, too.
Well, let me tell you
but we made less.
No, I get
mistakes.
It. I get it.
That's why we won.
I get it. But let me.
And we have as much or more talent, prior to the season,
right?
It didn't seem like anyone wanted to admit that. But now, when you see this talent operating at a high level of efficiency,
right,
we are as talented as these teams that are supposed to be better than us.
Look, I don't think the Phillies are as talented as the Braves, but I'll tell you what, the Phillies have entered the conversation.
How can you say that?
Well,
the Phillies aren't as talented as the Braves, but we just swept the Braves in three games. But it's early, so it doesn't count as much.
Of course it counts.
Hold on.
By the way, and everyone can weigh in on all this, 215-592-9490. But let me say this. As excited as I am, and obviously last night was thrilling. It was a great, you know, 9:45, 10 o'clock, we're watching the game, and bang, they score all these runs and they win the game. There is one thing, John, that did stand out, I think, significantly on the negative side last night that we should address right, I won't say from the jump, we're 10 minutes in the show. The fourth starter looks terrible.
Which scares me for the fifth starter, too.
Because,
Matt Moore stunk.
He was awful.
And it was annoyingly bad.
It was awful.
He looks feeble.
Yeah, it was. And here's the thing.
A feeble pitcher that's easy to figure out and has no steam on any pitch.
Right. I mean, it was a borderline miracle the Phillies won a game with that guy against DeGrom. Again, the Mets manager.
The look in his eyes even bothers me. It's like he knows he's terrible.
You know what?
He's apologetic.
John, I'll tell you when I knew the Phillies had an issue with the four starter. I mean, I knew going into yesterday, but When the game was just about to start, I mean, literally, it's a minute away, 30 seconds away from starting, and on TV, they put up the graphic of his stats.
Oh.
And the stats are from 2018.
That's not, yeah, right.
2018.
That's not right, is it?
And it's like an ERA of like, I don't know, 6.8 or something. And it's 2018. I'm thinking, good God.
Yeah.
The last stats from this guy you can pull up is 2018, and it's like a 6.7, 6.8 ERA. And then you see the guy pitch, and he, look, he gets through the first couple innings, and okay, cool. But, I mean, the fourth inning.
You know what? There were signs in the third.
Oh, there were.
I would look at my notes, and it's like, man, get this guy out of there. Wait, hold on. It's only the third inning?
Right.
And
right.
I want him yanked?
Right.
That is so weak. This guy is so feeble in every way. Every way imaginable.
Imaginable.
My gosh, I'm so worked up because I'm excited for the team.
But I'm very troubled by this
Matt Moore guy, and the even his hitting stats were 0-13, and everything's in Japan. He was horrendous across the board. He's going to be fixed though. Well, we'll get something better.
Well, no, see, so here's the thing. I'm excited, but I take inventory of what we saw from him last night. Like, I referenced the 93 Phils earlier. One of the things that hit me, literally, while I was watching this guy struggle in the fourth, I thought, you know, if they do make the playoffs. Now, I know there's a chance they replace him and someone else comes in, but they also have to replace the center field position stinks.
I am
concerned back into the bullpen. We've seen a couple times now, ninth inning become shaky. Last night, Alvarado, dominant and then shaky beyond belief, gets out of it, fly ball deep right, whole deal, gets out of it. But I was thinking last night, Joe.
Wasn't that shaky, though.
Yeah,
that was some
shaky.
Great hitting by the Mets.
I mean,
the pitches were 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, but they were all over the place.
He was painting the edges of the strike zone.
Initially,
and they were getting a bat on it.
Yeah, I mean, I just look at it this way. I'm excited, but I do take inventory of the four starter last night struggled. I thought of the 93 Phils who get to the playoffs. They're down 2-1 in the Atlanta Braves. They got to go to their four starter, who's Danny Jackson, on the road in Atlanta. He pitches one of the gutsiest games I've ever seen a Phillies pitcher pitch, and they win the game. I think it was 2-1. Danny Jackson was the star. They even the series, and, of course, we know they beat the Braves. Matt Moore is a concern. Like, let's not, because we're just so excited, and we should be, let's not act like we didn't see a pretty big problem last night.
Well,
we did see a – I mean, that's
sure.
And by the way –
Well, think what that means, too. That means he's better than our fifth.
Well, that's the point. So we'll find out tonight what this next guy got. You know, Chase Anderson, come on down, right? You're the next contestant on, you know, who's going to be after the big three. So we'll see. I am excited. I am very, very excited. I cannot believe that it's only the fourth or fifth time the Phillies have ever started 4-0. That's pathetic. They've been around since 1883. You got to be kidding me. If they win tonight, it'll only be the second time ever they're 5-0. That's outrageous. I'm excited, but I do notice a few things, and the four starter is not a small thing. That guy's coming around every fifth day, and then we're going to see another guy tonight who, to your point, John, the manager deems worse than the four starter. So let's see where everyone stands on all this, 215-592-9494. The combination of excitement with the start, thrill of the victory last night, the reality that the Mets played a big part in helping the Phillies win that game, removing DeGrom, having some bad defense in the eighth inning, the whole deal right there. And then also the reality that the Phillies do have a problem with the four starter, and they do have a problem with center field. I mean, the Adam Haseley, Roman Quinn thing is weak. Now they got a really good lineup, but center field and four starter look poor.
Okay.
Poor.
I will give you that.
Putting it mildly.
But that's it is certainly correctable. And let's not get down on Chase Anderson just because he's behind
Matt
Moore.
But
I do expect to be underwhelmed
some
degree.
And by the way, major credit to the bullpen and by extension, Dombrowski, for getting those guys last night. I'll tell you, John, when they took that starting pitcher out, was it during the fourth or after the fourth? I can't remember right
during
now.
During the fourth.
Yeah, when he got in trouble,
yeah,
right?
One out, bases loaded.
So, John, my expectation was – oh, the bullpen door is going to swing open, and here comes Vince Velasquez. Because this is like the long reliever guy. And I thought, okay, we're going to have the Vince
Velasquez. That didn't cross my mind, but it should have. It does make sense because we've seen him in that capacity.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the fact that not only did they not go to Vince Velasquez then, they didn't go to him like two innings later.
Yeah.
They got through a game. Think of it this way. They got through a game where the starter doesn't even go full four, and they did not have to go to Vince Velasquez, and all the guys they went to, that's the rest of the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth.
They were good.
They did their job.
Yeah.
So I really think the bullpen won the game last night. Great job. Credit to them. Credit to Dombrowski. But again, I'm not without taking notice of the fact that the fourth starter looks weak. Let's go to the phone, see where everyone stands on this Phils team, your excitement, your concerns, and again, a 4-0 team, where they go from here. 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Patrick in Tabernacle. What's up, Patrick?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Patrick.
Pumped up, man.
Yeah. Listen, I called Seltzer. Phillies are just like, first of all, historically, they have like the worst, they have the worst of the worst of records historically with losses and all that. But man, to have like, this is old school baseball to me. These games are why, when I was a kid, I loved the game. You know, it just doesn't, it's just so exciting. It's so exciting to see these games, honestly. Oh, and with fans, in the stands,
You know, Patrick, another aspect, when you say old school baseball, I am, I'll use the word convinced already. I don't have data to support it yet, but I'm convinced the ball's not going as far. And part of why I think it's old school baseball, to a certain extent, the ball just isn't traveling as far. I mean, I feel like we've seen, let me put it this way. We'll see where the data goes in the next, you know, 2-3 weeks. But I mean, there was a ball, a Brave hit last night. I was convinced it was going out of the ballpark. And I know the announcers were saying it was windy, and I get it. It was windy. But I mean, there.
Why is it always windy now? Well, and why is the wind always blowing back into the stadium?
Yeah, but
I don't remember it being that way.
It does look like the ball's not traveling as far.
It's something to certainly take note
Which will lead to more small ball, which, Patrick, to your point, leads to some more old school baseball.
I mean, like, just to see, like, go the opposite way for a single. Like,
well, Hoskins.
Put the bat on the ball and good things happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, that's fundamental as fundamental can be. And it's just, it's so refreshing. Real quick, too, Flyers, great. It was nice to watch them win last night, but they're still the Flyers of 2021. And also, real quick, Joe, the movie I wanted you to watch is, it's a mad world. You would absolutely hate it, and I love it. It's a long movie. I don't think you could make it through it, Joe. Okay. I dare you to.
I put it on the list. I promise you we will decide by the end of this week what the five movies are going to be.
I submitted my list yesterday to you and Jimmy.
Horrendous list of movies.
It's
really
bad.
It's a bad
list. Hey, that one that's hard to even understand what the title is.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
23 hours long or 21 hours long?
Stop.
Yes, definitely 100% on the list.
Stop. Come on.
Guys,
that's awesome.
Yeah, no. So I think, Jimmy, like, you give your five, and then we'll figure it out, and we'll talk
my
to
my five is consists
Angela.
Of only that 23-hour movie. That's the only thing I care about.
Come on. Let's go to Sean in Wilmington. What's up, Sean?
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Sean. Team of Destiny.
All right. Yo, I'm telling you what. How many teams you know start out 4-0 and only got one home run, and that's by the backup catcher?
Wow.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, and I'm more put in two really good innings. I think it's early. He's probably not quite in shape yet. I'm going to give him more time because he put in two pretty good innings.
Well, I don't know about that. It looked okay. I mean, it felt like he was getting ahead in counts. He had he was locating the ball pretty well, but I didn't know what to think. And then everything fell apart. It fell apart in the third inning.
Well, he got through that. He got through that. It fell apart in the fourth inning.
It fell apart in the third. There were signs.
There were signs.
Like, when I go back and look at the notes I was making, I have in all caps, get him out. And it was the third inning.
Yeah, and see that, Sean, one of my points here is that's bad for the club this year. I mean, they got through it last night. Think of it this way. Fifth starter tonight, right? You're probably not going to get the kind of outing that Nola, Wheeler, and Eflin gave you. So now you're going to probably have to go back to the bullpen fairly early tonight. Might not be as early as the fourth inning, but fairly early. And some of those guys pitched two innings last night. So now tonight, you probably will get Vince Velasquez in that kind of spot. So there's a cumulative effect when you have bad pitching, even if you win a game, which they did last night, but had bad starting pitching.
Well, I got a movie for you, Joe, but real quick, I want to say, now, how many teams have five good starters?
No, you're right. I don't know the answer, and it might be zero. There might be zero teams.
There are a couple, but not many.
Yeah, I mean, certainly not many. Right. I get you, Sean. All right, man. Appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Yeah, not every team like the 2011 Phils can have the Vannable. Remember Vance Worley in 2011? That dude, man.
Of course.
That guy was unbelievable. Vance Worley got a mention in the game last night for the Vance Worley, Ben Revere. By the way, Crocker, I thought he was on fire last night.
Me too. He was hilarious last night.
I mean, yeah. When he made the comment, when the umpire was bent over to you know, try to wipe away the strike zone there, trying to give JT some time after JT had gotten hit with a foul ball that, you know, got him on the arm or the hand or the wrist or whatever it was. Crocker was awesome last night. I truly enjoyed that. Joe DeCamera, John Retsche. Now, one thing I know some people yesterday did not enjoy, a trade in the NFL that absolutely will impact the Philadelphia Eagles with the draft coming up in about 3 weeks. What happened? What it means? We'll detail all that up ahead next. Joe DeCamera, John Retsche on WIP.